Second training class, souls choose to incarnate to Earth. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. When God creates the soul, all of God's characteristics are embedded in the soul's light body. God's characteristics embedded in the soul's light body are in their raw, undisciplined emotional state of existence. In addition, both of God's aspects of male and female are also in each soul. The male aspect of God is the mind of God, intelligence. The female aspect of God is the heart of God, feelings. All souls have all these God characteristics embedded within their light body, but souls incarnating into other solar systems will only have a certain aspect of God's characteristics activated. As stated in the first training class, in the Bible, Genesis 6:4, it states that the men of God came to earth and united with the women of earth. These co-creator gods came to earth and mated with the women of earth purposely to produce offsprings with a new upgrade to this human DNA, a crystalline DNA structure, enabling humans on earth to master all of their God characteristics and ascend to the next level of soul development. This is when these co-creator gods were establishing Earth as a spiritual training school for all inhabitants of Earth and any new incarnating souls from other solar systems. These co-creator gods who came to Earth and mated with the women of Earth to change their offspring's human DNA to a crystalline DNA also changed the bloodline of all the offspring's to O positive blood type. Through many incarnations of all souls coming to Earth, the upgrade crystalline DNA and blood type O is introduced into these souls. With over 400 billion solar systems in the Milky Way galaxy, each solar system has a few major God characteristics that will be prominent in the soul incarnating to that solar system. Souls incarnating into the Lion Man solar system will have a primary God characteristics of courage. Souls incarnating in the Dog Man solar system will have the primary God characteristics of being faithful and protective. Souls incarnating into the Blackbird Man solar system will have the primary God characteristics of intelligence, cleverness, and the ability to overcome challenges. When these souls reach their highest spiritual potential within their solar system, the co-creator gods of their solar systems will recommend that the soul either incarnates to another solar system, or if the soul has mastered many of the different solar systems within the Milky Way galaxy, the co-creator gods will recommend that the soul incarnates into the Earth spiritual training school. The soul must choose to come to Earth spiritual training school, and the Galactic Council must approve of the soul entering into the spiritual training school, administered by the Golden Ones. Each solar system has their own co-creator god administrators and a representative on the Galactic Council. These souls come to Earth to train to become a co-creator god and to serve the oneness of creation. The oneness of creation is where God's kingdoms work together for the greater good of all in all situations, using love and compassion in harmony, balance, order, and unity for the good of all. The souls coming to the Earth Spiritual Training School know that their light body will be transformed into a physical light body when the soul masters all aspects of this earth's spiritual training school. When the soul is training in earth's spiritual training school, the soul will be training in a third and fifth dimension reality. When the soul masters all aspects of the God characteristics within them, they become a co-creator God, and their vibratory frequency will transform the soul into a higher vibratory frequency. This will allow the soul to overcome the birth, death, rebirth cycle, graduating from Earth's spiritual training school, ascending to the next level of soul development, consciously aware of the process, and never dying ever again to serve the oneness of creation. The spirit never dies. This transformation is exhibited in nature when a caterpillar transforms to the next level of development, shedding its cocoon and becoming a butterfly. This is the reward the soul will receive by desiring to serve the oneness of creation, shedding their cocoon light body and receiving a physical light body that will ascend to the next level of soul development. The soul will lose all memories of past accomplishments. Training to be a co-creator God, the soul must be all-knowing, transferring knowledge into wisdom. Wisdom is achieved in this earth spiritual training school, as well as disciplining and mastering all of God's characteristics. In this earth training school, the soul will experience different genders, in different nationalities, in different religions, and spiritual practices, in different geological locations, for the sole purpose of learning wisdom. Wisdom is taking the right action in every moment for the greater good. Jesus was just a man, like us, who mastered all his God characteristics, transformed his light body, and ascended to his next level of spiritual development. Jesus taught, "The things I do, you will do, but even greater." When he prayed to our Father, not my Father. Jesus is the example we all need to follow by mastering all of the God characteristics embedded within our light body so we too can ascend to the next level of our soul development. Once the soul makes a commitment and chooses to come to this earth spiritual training school, the soul can never leave until they have mastered all aspects of God's characteristics embedded within their light body. There is no such thing as time in the spirit world, just cycles. Creation is based on cycles. The cycle of the moon, the cycle of the earth orbiting around the sun, the cycle of the seasons, the cycle of the tides, the cycle of a bear hibernating, the cycle of the life of the sun, and the cycle of the soul training in this earth spiritual training school. No time, just cycles. My life has been a continuation of cycles. Some of my cycles I was not aware of until after the cycle process was over. My first cycle was being raised as a Catholic, serving as an altar boy, attending church whenever I could to say a prayer to God, asking for a favor, or just being thankful for the gifts in my life. My greatest desire was to become a priest and serve God. In my first year of high school, I attended St. Andrew's Seminary in Rochester, New York. I was disenchanted with the way the faculty priests exhibited their behavior towards the students and their personal habits. This ended the cycle for me of wanting to become a priest, and I changed high schools after my first year. My next cycle was a wandering and searching cycle to find God in my life. This cycle began at the age of 21 when I met a female metaphysical minister who gave me a psychic reading and told me the secrets to her gifts were through meditation. Immediately, I started my next cycle of learning to meditate for the sole purpose of being the best servant for God. This cycle taught me to listen to my thoughts experience the activations of the chakras, raise the Kundalini energy within my physical body, have an out-of-body experience, became a metaphysical minister, became a Reiki master, received a visitation from the Lords of Amenti, a visitation of a golden light being, a visitation from the Angel of Death, experienced a trapped soul attachment, had a UFO experience, became a certified Kundalini yoga instructor, taught meditation classes for 20 years, drank the ayahuasca with shamans in Peru for 6 years, experienced an astral travel, traveled to 6 continents visiting spiritual cultures, and within this cycle was a family career cycle of 30 years and a government career cycle of 30 years. This cycle ended when I was introduced to the next cycle, becoming a student of the channel teachings of the Golden Ones. This cycle started in 1983 with the visitation of a golden light being, but I was unaware that my experience in my previous cycles were preparing me to be a full-time student of the Golden Ones in autumn of 2012. This is my current major cycle. Being a student of the Golden Ones to share their teachings on how souls in the spiritual training school can overcome challenges, evolve faster towards their ascension. Within this major cycle, there are many smaller cycles, teachings, and enlightening me to new tools and techniques to share with all my sisters and brothers in this Earth spiritual training school. These cycles keep preparing me to be what I always wanted to be, a perfect servant for God and to serve the oneness of creation. Remember who you are. You are a child of God created in His image and likeness. Each soul chooses to come to this Earth spiritual training school to serve God by transforming their light body into a physical light body and to be a divine servant for God and serving the oneness of creation through love. When a soul embraces who they are, a soul created in the image and likeness of God, and their purpose in this spiritual training school is to train to be a co-creator God, the soul will find obstacles in their life removed, and their dreams and desires will manifest sooner. Much love and many blessings. Namaste. See all the teachings of the Golden Ones at www.thepathtooneness.com. Also at YouTube, Timothy Doyle, The Golden Ones. Visit us at Facebook and link it at The Path to Oneness.